Now, when I come here, a couple of things happen. It's become a pilgrimage of sorts, a tradition. We start the show with Tony Finau. But when I come here, I'm looking for one guy in particular. He is a wild man. He is a PGA Tour pro. He is a three-time winner on tour. Two top tens in five tourneys since October. He's playing really well. He won an NCAA championship at Arizona State. He is essentially a member of the 08 Philadelphia Phillies World Championship team. He is a good friend of the program. And speaking of friends, y'all know Elk. Many of you love Steve Elkington. I don't know that Elk loves anybody like he loves Pat Perez. Pat, it is so good to see you. What's going on?
My man, thanks for having me back.
Pat, how many times have you heard from Elk this morning already?
Already four.
Four.
Which is less, you know. Usually I finally told him, I said, Elk, you got to quit calling me so damn early. You know, he's 2 hours ahead of me, and I get messages. They start at 5 a.m. He's, oh, man, it's lunchtime already. I go, Elk, go do something else.
So when does Elk have his first drink? Is he already drinking when you wake up?
He might be right now. What is it? 11:30 there? Oh, 100%.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but 11:30 where he is.
He's petting those chickens, and I do mean real chickens, actually.
He's got chickens?
About nine of them. They're all named. They're actually pretty cool. He built this unbelievable coop in the back. He loves to go out and feed them and pet them and, you know, just watch them.
No, what is that? Like, is he looking for, like, farm-range eggs, or are they pets?
Yeah,
like,
they get, no, they're...
I didn't know he had chickens.
Yeah, they have 1,000 eggs every day. I mean, they have more eggs. They can feed the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, but Elk drinks, like, moonshine. Why does he need, like, organic food?
He's got the bar, and then we have the late-night bar. And if you hit the late bar...
What's the difference between the bar and the late-night bar?
It's regular drinks, you know, vodka, that kind of stuff. And then you get to the bourbon bar late. And then if you get to the late bar, which is... It never happened because you already get, you know, you're going to bed by that time. That's the special stuff.
What's there?
Well, the special bourbons. He's a huge bourbon guy. He's got a lot of great stuff. I've gotten lucky enough to try some of it.
All right, so like take me back. A lot of listeners know Elk and they love Elk. I know he loves you, but look, you, me, him, we're not for everybody. When did you first meet Elk, and what do you think about Elk?
I can't remember when I met him. It was so long ago, but I knew he was different. He was the kind of guy, obviously like me, straight shooter. Will tell you exactly.
Hey, Pat, we're not on the podcast. You can't drop four letter bombs on this show. All right, I want you to know your room.
He talk a lot. Okay, he talk a lot of smack,
a lot of junk.
You know, a lot of junk. You can't just, you know. He's like, you're not that good. You can't do this. You want to be me. You can't do this. I go, all right.
You want to be me.
He always tell me that. You want to be me. And I got him one time. I finally got him. He goes, you want to be like me. I said, what, hated? And it just froze him. I finally got him. He goes, no, you want to be like me. You want to lay back. I go, one day.
Actually, he's tough to get. That rare is the moment where he doesn't have something to say or come back at you.
If I can get him in that one moment, I'll take it.
Hey, Pat, listen to this. So this is from him, not me. All right? This is from the Elk's mouth, not mine. I would own it. He says to me, ask PP about, quote, how much paint he's putting in his hair because he's gray as bleep. And he said, make sure you ask him if he has Sherman Williams as his bag endorsement because of it.
What do you mean? Look at all that gray hair I have. Are you kidding me? What the hell are you talking about?
Sherman Williams. You know I didn't. Only Elk would say something like
that,
right?
Of course he would.
Yeah, dude, do you have Sherman Williams on your bag?
No, I wish so. They're a big company. I'm available.
We're talking to Pat Perez. He's live, Elk. All right, so you already have, I would argue, the strongest shoe game in golf with your Air Jordans. Now, you stepped up your bottle game as well because Air Jordan himself shot you a bottle of his new tequila.
Yeah.
How cool was it to get a bottle from the man himself, and have you cracked open that fire water yet?
I have. It's fantastic. Called Sincora. It's awesome. Yeah, it was so cool. I got this big box. I didn't know what it was because we drank it in Monaco. He took the, they call them board directors, athletes. And it was me and, all the basketball and football guys that were there. And we were drinking. So they had a huge poker table made for about 15 people. And it was just me and my wife, Ashley, and then MJ was sitting
right
there.
Dude, in Monaco with MJ.
Yeah.
Dude, that's some James Bond bleep right there.
It was unbelievable. So we're sitting at this huge table. We got the huge jump man on this poker table, and he's sitting there, and I'm sitting here, and we just rapped for about an hour about all kinds of stuff, drinking this tequila, smoking a cigar. It was like the greatest hour of my life.
So let me inside. Like, what were you and Jordan rapping about?
Well, it was about shoe designs, and, I asked him, I said, hey, man, I said, the Cement 4, if anybody ever read my Players Tribune article, it was about, my first Jordan I ever got. A kid threw them away, and I took them out of the trash, and I wore them until they were literally destroyed. And I told him, I said, man, I love the 11s, I love all this stuff. I said, is there any chance I can make a Cement 11 since that's what we're on right now, because the cement four is my thing. And he goes, bro, just make the cement four golf shoe then.
And incredible.
I'm like, you know, not only am I sitting here talking to, you know, my absolute favorite athlete of all time, but now, you know, I'm signed with the brand. You know, I'm sitting here rapping with him about shoes and designs.
He's giving
and
me
bottom,
a shoe.
And now he's
gonna it was my
me,
idea.
Yeah, he's going to give me a shoe to do. And he's just unbelievable. He's so cool. I've met all, the, you know, I've met, like you, I've met so many big star athletes. You know, I know, obviously, you know, Tiger well. I know Wayne Gretzky well. Brett Hull, you know, Jordan. You know, I mean, I'm talking, you know, the top guys, you know, that I've got to hang out with. But he is just, he's so cool. And, you know, I got to use his golf cart at Shadow Creek this year.
What was that like?
Nervous. Whoa. Very nervous. So I called him. I said, hey, bro, I said, I'm playing the MGM Pro-Am at Shadow this week. I said, is there any chance I can use this cart? Because he has two of them. And he goes, yeah, go ahead, bro. And I'm like,
what's
boy.
That rig like?
It's sick. It's all black. It's got two little speakers and a sub in it. It's got the Jumpman on the front. You can't really tell. It's in the cement theme, the black cement theme. It was so cool. That's the only time I've ever driven a golf cart, you know.
Sober?
Properly. And sober. And sober.
Dude, why were you so nervous? You've spent your entire life driving golf carts.
I just, you know, I didn't want to mess up the rim or, you know, have someone hit me or something. I could just imagine the call. Hey, bro, the cart was great. You know, there's good news and bad news. Good news, I'm alive. Bad news is you're going to need a new cart.
Bad news, bad news is you're fired, Pat.
Exactly.
Bad news is forget you ever knew me. Lose my number.
But it was cool. That trip to Monaco was so sick.
What did you think about Monaco? That's a wild place.
You need a heavy credit card.
Yeah,
let me tell you that right now. That trip was incredible, though. They didn't skip a beat. They rented this massive room on top of the hotel, and then MJ had a room on the other side. But that was like the hospitality room. So you could drink and eat anything you wanted. It was open all night. There was, you know, ping pong and pool table and dice games going. And, I mean, it was incredible. I'd never been part of a scene like that with that many athletes, like high-profile top athletes, you know, like Kemba Walker and, you know, Spike Lee was there and Michael Thomas was there. And, I mean, it was unbelievable. MJ obviously was hanging out.
Did you feel comfortable? I mean, like, you're one of them, bro. You're part of that brand.
Yeah. You know, they didn't really know who I was because I'm, you know, here I am, this 43-year-old golfer that no one, you know, they'd never really heard of because they're all younger. You know, maybe Earl Thomas was a little bit older, but, you know, like Thomas
Davis.
Do you
think how much money you could have taken off those guys? Like, they don't know who you are.
Bro, Earl Thomas is the dice master.
Okay.
Yeah. Deshaun Kaiser was there. They were all playing dice. It was Jamal Adams. He was getting live. It was so cool just to be part of this thing going, you know, I don't know if I really fit in, but I'm one of them, so I have to be. But MJ made it clear when we got there that, look, we're all the same. We're all the same. We're all in the same boat. What was so cool about it, though, is they all knew who the big chief was. When MJ walked in, they knew that it was him and then all of us. There was no, I can't use the term, but BD, you know what I mean? There was none of that
There's
going
no
on.
Doubt.
Everybody was the same. Everybody was cool. You know, in my group, it was
awesome.
Russell Westbrook, Blake Griffin, Spike Lee.
What was Russ like?
Russ was like you see him. He was kind of quiet. He was cool. He was real cool. We talked a little bit. He was cool. But, you know, kind of reserved, kind of quiet, you
right.
know, this and that. Blake was kind of the same way. And Mello was in my group, too. They were all kind of the same. They were all just hanging
Dude, you,
out like
you,
a vacation.
No, you got with some dudes that are not easy dudes to get with,
no,
by the way. Those are not the easiest dudes to be around.
No, they're not. And, you know, Spike Lee, we talked for a while. It was an unbelievable, unbelievable trip for me. And that's why, you know, I got home and I started, you know, thinking about things differently. Because these guys were all in great shape and this and that. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm so embarrassed. I'm just, I look like a fat slob. I got to get in shape. From the last day I left Liberty National, when I missed the cut, I just felt terrible. So I started working out. I've been working out for 6 months now, trying to get back in shape. So I actually feel like I'm, you know, giving what I should be to even, not only be a better golfer. You know, I want to stay, you know, healthy for my daughter and that stuff. I want to feel better. But, you know, to be part of a Jordan brand and be a slob, none of them are. So I thought, you know, I gotta change my ways.
Pat, part of me wants to say, I don't want to hear this, man. Pat Perez, all grown up.
No, it's not grown up. I promise you, there's a lot of
what's
things.
What's next? You're plant-based? Want to hear this, but part of me is, like, really impressed.
I come here, it's all Mexican food. My diet is still horrible.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I go to the gym for 2 hours in the morning, and I still eat terrible all day. But, you know, I was telling Tiger at the gym in Japan. He's like, bro, what are you doing? I go,
like, what are you doing here?
That's what he said. He goes, what are you doing? You know, because everybody's in there. I'm like, bro, you know, I got to, you know. I'll tell you where it started. When I had the baby, I couldn't lift all the stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby seat. Everybody that's got the kids, you know.
Dude.
What the hassle is to carry all this stuff.
Dude.
Put in the car, this and that. And I told Tiger, I'm like, bro, you get it. I go, I feel so weak. And I got tired of feeling weak. And he told his trainer, you know, I got back to me like, bro, Perez was hitting it, like hitting it hard.
That's high praise, dude. That had to feel good.
You know, I just sadly enough, I wish I'd followed Tiger's lead. You know, he's 3 months older than I am. I wish I'd have followed his lead for, you know, more of that back in the day with the working out and being in shape and that kind of stuff. I think it would probably help my career more.
Yeah, but dude, you had so much fun.
I had a lot of fun.
And we can't change what
he's
we did.
He's got a lot of money, though, a lot of wins.
You have enough money, and you have wins, and you had a hell of a lot of fun. That baby thing's no joke, though, right? Like,
no.
For instance, there's certain angles. Like, if you reach back to put the baby chair in, the angles are kind of unorthodox. Like, you can get jacked
up.
Bro,
you can ask my boys.
You can get hurt.
There were more four-letter words coming out of that car this morning trying to get this seat. And, you know, you got to clip this one and then clip this one and take the seatbelt and wrap it through and try to get the other side. If my arm was another, like, 4 feet, I could do all this.
Right.
And I'm telling you, this whoever started that car seat thing.
The struggle is real. No, I know this.
Tell you right now.
So, dude, tell me about Piper. Piper, is she a year and a half yet?
She's 16 months.
What is she like?
She's unbelievable. She says hi to everybody. She's happy. She eats like me. She eats like a horse.
She drink like you yet?
Little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. She's so cool. It's the, you know, other than my wife, it's the coolest thing that's ever happened. You know, everybody says, I'll wait till you have kids to change your life. You don't know that till you actually do it. You hear about it. You know, I've gone through it with all my boys, and it is the coolest thing in the world to see this little girl, and she looks like me, and she looks up at me and she smiles and she laughs and we have fun, and there's nothing like it. It's
is
just
she
incredible.
Speaking?
Yeah, she says hi, and you know, she'll say, you know, wah wah, and you know, she's got about 10 words she can almost say, you know.
Did you put a little plastic 9 in her hand yet?
She has. So PXG made her a little club. It's about that long. It's a one of one, and it's got her name on it and the day she was born. It's cool. But she is so awesome. I cannot wait until she gets older and we can start doing things.
You know,
which is another thing. To try to stay alive, I got to start working out a little more and this and that, so I can actually try to stay alive and, you know, raise her properly.
You know what's great, Pat? If you're getting that much out of it already, you will not believe how awesome it gets when she starts to speak. And, like, you want to know what's going on in that head. You don't know yet.
Yeah, I can't
wait. Wait till she starts talking. You will not believe how awesome it is.
I can't wait till she can talk. You know, that's another thing that's kind of nice about where I am in my career now. I'll be 44 in March. You know, I'm going to play hopefully 6 more years on this tour and then go to the Champ Tour. But by the time I get the Champ Tour, you know, she'll be like 7.
Yeah.
Or 8. You know,
that'll
be
understand.
Cool.
Right.
But then, you know, if I only want to play 5 more years, now she's 13, and I'll be pretty much done. So now I've got her from 13 until whenever, and I can, you know, hang out with her and you know, raise her right and do all these things that I want to do. So that's kind of the nice thing about that I'll have all that time to do it, which is pretty cool.
See, Pat, you set this up perfectly. Pat Perez joining me for a few more moments. Pat, I want to ask you about Lefty for a minute. Mickelson is, like, still a source of fascination to a lot of people, myself included. Like, a lot of guys, and we're talking about this even with you, as they get older, they kind of reinvent themselves, they adjust, they do different things. Like Phil. Phil's trying to lean out, right? I respect that. But in terms of his game, he seems like he's the exact same dude, just swinging out his ass. Like, is it me or is he wasting his time chasing that distance? I mean, does this guy not need a hit-it-straight coach instead?
Well, you know, I saw Phil on Monday. He's very lean. I mean, he's very skinny. And, you know, but he seems happy. You know, Phil is a guy I would never question. It's like Tiger. You know, I wouldn't question those two guys because in my era, those are the two greatest in our generation by landslide, not even close. So, you know, if he wants to do this, but he's never driven it straight. He's a risk-reward guy. He has won as many times as he has, plus all his majors and all these things, by risk-reward. Did it cost in tournaments? Probably. But did it win in tournaments? Probably as well. So I don't question a guy that's done that much better than I have. You know, he wants to hit it far because he wants to keep up with the kids today. The kids are hitting it so far, and they're straight. You know, he hits it far, not exactly straight, but he's so interested in this length thing. And, you know, he's 50. He's almost 50. What does it even matter? Let him
right.
do it. I don't care. He can
right.
do it as long as he wants.
No, it was like Mike Vrabel when he had that podcast, and they said, would you be willing to chop off your junk to win a Super Bowl? He's like, yeah, why not? I don't need it anymore. I don't use it anymore. Ask my wife, right? Is that not what we're talking about?
You
guys 50. Why are you doing that? Why are you chasing that?
You know, it keeps him young. You know, keeps him. You got to remember, he's gonna be Ryder Cup captain, probably a President's Cup captain as well. He wants to show the boys that he's still got it. He doesn't have to show me anything. I've been watching it forever. But, you know, he wants to do it. He leaned out. You know, maybe it's another health thing for him, too. We don't
maybe.
Know about. He might have something going on. Said, Phil, you're getting a little heavy. You need to lean out if you want to, you know, continue. Remember, he had the arthritis thing.
And sure.
He might have something else going on that he doesn't want to tell anybody. And he said, Phil, you got to lose some weight. You got to do this. And maybe it translated into more speed. And now he likes to
maybe
hit far.
So. Maybe
he likes
so.
To hit far.
All right. He is a 3-time winner on tour. He has 2 top tens in 5 tournaments since October. And as I mentioned, no way I'm coming down here without looking for Pat Perez. Pat, You did what you always do, Pat. You showed up huge, man. I appreciate you. Have an amazing week. I know you're going to kill it, and it's good to see you, Pat. Thank you very much.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
You're the best. Pat Perez.